Hello, everybody. Today's date is June 20th, 2021. My name is Charlene Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's topic is going to be on how to get what you want, or maybe how to get you closer to what you want. So I had written an article earlier, and basically what I said is that ask yourself a question or turning it into a statement. So you could say something like, my day would be 50% better if I, and then you fill in the blanks. Or my day is going to be 50% better when I fill in the blanks. So what do you think would make a good day for you? What do you think you need to do in your life to change things for you? Now, not all the time things are going to go perfect, but there are things that you can do yourself. And if you really think about it, I'm sure you can come up with a few things at the top of your head that you could change in your everyday life that would make a difference. It may not make a difference right away, but it will make a difference. For example, if you're overweight, you could eat better. If you are looking for love, you can put yourself out there. If you want to get further in life, you could do various things and get involved in other activities that might get you closer. Whatever it is that you want, just go for it. And don't let any obstacles block you. I mean, if money's always your obstacle, you can do things around that. You can make a podcast. You can draw. You can play music. You can go for walks. You can do whatever it is that you want. Just get out there and do something. Don't just stay and wallow in why or if not or why not or will it be, because it's not going to help. And also, try to meditate when you can. And again, that doesn't mean, you know, visualizing this, you don't have to do that. But I am going to tell you something that I learned this morning that I never thought of. When you're working with your chakras, for example, your third eye. So I was listening to Melanie Blechner, and she was saying that if you just imagine the energy in your head, so, for example, if you were talking about your crown chakra, it would be above your head, right? And as you're imagining going down to get to your whatever chakra it is you want to get to, just imagine it being like an elevator of energy going from one chakra to the next. If you feel like you're not being heard, that's your throat chakra. If you feel like you're very sad or distant or whatnot, that's your heart chakra. If you feel like you're not reading things clearly, that's your third eye chakra. If you feel that you're getting a lot of miscommunication, that's your crown chakra. So just to let you know how it goes, if you're going from top to bottom, it is crown chakra, third eye chakra, which is the middle of your eyes, right? Your throat chakra, which is your throat. Your heart chakra, which is your heart. Your solar plexus, which is a little bit below your, it's in your rib cage somewhere, it's in the middle. And then your sacral, which is an inch below your belly button. And then, of course, one of the biggest ones is your root chakra, which you can imagine everything stems from that. If your root chakra isn't working, nothing's going to work. So you always got to try to balance things as much as you can. The root chakra, just try to imagine a little bit above your knees in between. It's an energy center, kind of there. But if it was on, if you were going from your back, it would be on the tail of your spine. That's where it would be, in that area. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, if you want to balance your chakras, and you're like, well, I don't know how, I can't do it, just try to imagine, like I was just saying, that I learned today, like an elevator. Just go down from your top chakra. Imagine all kinds of energy till you feel it pulsating. Then when you go to your third eye chakra, again, that's in the middle of your head, between your eyes, rather, you're going to feel that like a pulsating, like a tingling. That means it's working, right? And then again, to your throat chakra, you're going to imagine like energy in your throat, and you're going to feel like a pulsating, a tingling, whatever. You're going to feel something, right? And so on and so on and so on. And as you start to get used to doing it, and you know what's funny? Like, it sounds like it takes forever, right? But believe it or not, once you're really good at it, it takes only 2 minutes, if that, to get your chakras all working in alignment together. I know it sounds crazy, right? But, it, you know, it's the same thing, too. Like, if you were doing, like, a meditation, for example, a regular one, and they say, okay, well, put your focus to your fingertips. Do your fingertips feel okay? Right? Do your knuckles feel okay? You know where to point that to, right? How's your hands feel? Are they flexible? Are they loose? What about your shoulders? Are your shoulders uptight? And, you know, if they're loose, you're okay. You're out of your stress mode. So, like, it's just knowing where to put your attention to. And once you focus your attention to that area, that's where it's going to be its best. And you just got to put that energy in there. And sometimes it may take a little work, because if you haven't already done this multiple times, it's probably going to take a while to just break through. But once you break through, you're going to get it. Just try it. And if you have any questions, always message me on this podcast. Or again, you can go to Facebook and friend me, send me a friend request. It is Cheryl A. Nocera. Or you can also send me a message or do that. Those are the two ways of communicating with me. And if you ever have any questions about anything, or you feel like maybe I'm not answering anything that you want answered, just let me know. And if you know me personally, then of course you can always come up to me and ask. On that note, I'm also going to end this podcast saying Happy Father's Day to everybody who is a dad. And I hope that everybody has a blessed day. This is Cheryl A. Nocera signing off. Have a great day. Bye.